Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
All right. Well, the one I kind of dug into was the Atlanta child murders.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
Yeah, his name was Wayne Williams. He was born May 27, 1958. 1:05 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. One of the first things is, do you find it interesting that this dude is known for as the Atlanta child murderer, and he's not in jail for any murdering of any children?
So he's still living?
Yes.
And he's not served time?
Yeah, he's in jail.
Oh, but he's not for murder.
No, not for murder of... Yeah, he's in for murder, but...
Not for the murder of those kids.
Not kids. For an adult, I think a couple of adults.
So they were able to catch him doing this one thing, but they weren't able to prove the other?
Yes.
Ooh, Mars and Pisces at 22 degrees.
Oh, shit.
And yeah. Chiron in Aquarius at 22 degrees.
Wow.
Nice.
So this guy is Sun in Gemini, Moon in Virgo, Virgo rising.
Yeah, double Virgo.
That is and triple Mercury.
And Jupiter at 22 degrees in Libra.
Oh,
both of his parents were teachers, and he went to school for radio and journalism. Can you see that?
The Gemini, the talkative.
Oh, in the tenth.
In the tenth.
Conjunct his midheaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mercury in Taurus too. He's like firm in his beliefs and what he says.
Venus in Aries in the eighth. Nice.
Yeah. Let me see. How many kids were supposedly he killed? Let me see. I want to say in the 20s.
Allegedly.
Well. Yeah, it's funny. He recently, not too long ago, was asking for it went up for not parole, but yeah, asking for he's in jail for killing two men in 1981. Who's serving a life prison for 1981 killing of two men in Atlanta, Georgia. And the police believe that he's responsible for at least 23 to 30 Atlanta murders from 79 to 81, also known as the Atlanta child murders. He was never tried for other murders, mostly the children. Although those cases were closed as of 2019, they have been reopened. It's hopes that modern technology will allow for conviction.
Yeah, I hope.
He's still alive?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. He just recently went up for parole or something.
Parole.
Asking for a retrial and stuff. He's still saying he's innocent. Right. So they say that this is how he got caught. Wayne Williams first became a suspect in Atlanta murders on the morning of May 22nd, 1981, when a police surveillance team watching the James Jackson Parkway Bridge spanning the Chattahoochee River heard a big loud splash, suggesting that something had been, a place where several bodies had been discovered, suggesting that something had been just thrown in the river below. And the first automobile to exit from the bridge after the splash around 2:50 a.m. belonged to Wayne Williams. When he stopped and questioned, he told the police that he was on the way to checking on an address in a neighboring town ahead on an audition following the mourning of a young singer. However, the police, both the phone number he gave and the person turned out to be fictitious, right? So on May 22nd, 1981, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. The sun, the transiting sun was in Gemini. I just found it interesting that when he was caught, the sun was pretty much conjunct his sun, and yeah. Venus was conjunct his midheaven, right?
Midheaven.
Yeah. And so the sun ruling his 12th house of confined spaces, right? Because his 12th house is Leo.
Yes.
When the sun went into Leo, he went to jail.
When the sun went into Gemini.
Gemini, yeah.
And it was ruling his Leo house. His
yes.
Wait. This chart changed. The moon was always in Virgo?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So when the sun, the ruler of his 12th, went into the top of his chart, he got arrested and went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that one of
the first day you're caught.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. And another thing that's interesting is, what was that, May 22nd, 1981?
Mm-hmm.
All right. He was in a, he got caught while he was still in a Mercury-Saturn period, right? Mm-hmm. Mercury ruling his 10th and 1st.
Yeah.
Saturn ruling his 5th.
Public shaming?
Yeah. Well, 5th and 6th. So, something, he got arrested for something, and went to jail for something he was doing during the, which was killing kids.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But he actually went to jail for actually killing older people, Capricorn.
Yeah.
When the moon was in Capricorn.
Right. Interesting.
Killing authority.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting hungry.
When was that? 81? Yeah. He also went to jail right when his Leo period was starting.
Which is the sun.
Which is his 12th house.
Yeah.
Right?
Endings. You're done doing this.
Yeah. Also, watch this. If I go to his zodiacal releasing. Right? Eighty one.
81. You gotta go to the other chapter.
Two days later, they picked him up as a suspect, and 2 days later they arrested him on the 24th, right? And he questioned him for 12 hours. They questioned him, right? Right here, he went into this peak period right here. Yeah. This is just timing things that I was showing you, and by this time you see right here he was arrested and there was a loosening of bond a couple of days later.
And it was in Aquarius period.
Yeah.
Why'd you put it under the lot of spirit?
Huh?
Why'd you put it under the lot of spirit?
When you looking at things about the person's life, you want to look from spirit. If you're looking about like health and stuff like that, you want to look at fortune. And if you want to look at like relationship stuff, go heroes.
Okay, got it.
All right. And so he got arrested. And this is what this is another thing I wanted to show y'all. So he got arrested, right? And remember I told you one of the things that I saw and really had me interested in this is I saw the miniseries, right? That was called The Atlanta Child Murders. Well, the miniseries came out in 1985, right?
Okay.
And so, if I look at Zodiacal Releasing, from level one, this is kind of like chapters of our life, right? So, 58 to 66, that was the first chapter. And then the second chapter of his life ended in when?
27.
No, look at the date.
Yeah, 1985. When he was 27.
The release of the miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
And he was locked up. That was the end of him, and we didn't hear about him, right?
Yeah.
But we did hear about him again. It came up. In 2006, he was asking for a retrial and got rejected. He got rejected on October 17, 2006 for a retrial.
He's a Virgo rising, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, October.
So he's been in jail for.
Look, October 17, 2006, he got rejected for a retrial.
He's been in jail for 30 years?
Yeah. He's been in jail since 85.
And in 85, he went into a what period? That was like a second period, like a cancer period?
Yeah.
That's very interesting and very fitting for his Virgo rising, being in jail for 30 years, doing the same thing over and over again. Without a different routine.
Yeah. Look at this. On June 3rd and 4th, while he was asked to get the retrial, they questioned him again for 12 hours on the third and the fourth, right? Look at that. In 2006, he was in the peak period. Wow. Boom. right?
Nice. Okay.
So we ain't hear about him no more in after 2006, but and they tested some DNA from a 11-year-old that has connections to him, right?
Yeah.
And guess what year do you think they tested this DNA?
I mean, it'd have to be the 90s or later, right?
Yeah. Think chapters of their life.
What, 85?
No.
95?
No. 2010.
Oh, nice.
Get
the
it?
Old period?
No, get it. Listen. They released the movie. Boom. We ain't hearing about him no more. And now we hearing about him again when the third chapter of his life is starting. 2010.
Yeah.
And in this now, remember I said, oh, he's never been convicted for, he's called the Atlanta child murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never been convicted for any children.
Yeah.
But now, when this next chapter of his life, Leo, why he's in jail, why this next chapter of his life getting started, boom, up comes some DNA connecting him to a kid.
Yeah, there we go.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is some of timing stuff that that I like to check out, that you can kind of see messing around with some of this perfections, Fedaria, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff. I did want to show y'all one other thing. If let me see if it matches up. What? Looking at this, when do y'all think he got convicted?
82.
When? Yeah, this whole thing is 82, but when?
On a losing of the bond?
He was found guilty on somewhere around here. Where do you think he was found guilty?
I would think of Aries period, maybe.
Pick one of these dates.
March 8th.
Which one do you think, Claudia?
February 22nd.
Boom, you was close. 27.
Oh, okay.
So which means he was found guilty on February 27th, which means the trial had to end, the jury and all that. They probably during this peak period right here, loosening of the bond period, the trial ended and the jury had to go and see, okay, is this dude guilty or not? And all during this time, they probably was deliberating, and then boom, on the 27th, boom, your ass going to jail.
Yeah.
Where's his Saturn?
Aquarius, Saturn.
Yeah.
Fourth.
The ruler of his chart is Mercury?
Yes.
Which is in the ninth. So he's stubborn.
Mercury and Taurus too.
Yeah, he's stubborn in what he believes in.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah.
So how y'all like that for timing?
Yeah, that was interesting.
By the way, let me ask you something. If the if the fourth, tenth, cuss or you know, could point to mom and dad, does the fourth and tenth cuss point to both parents being teachers?
Sagittarius, yeah. And Gemini, yeah. Mm. Sagittarius, higher education, and Gemini is just a love of learning.
Yeah. One last question. Where do you think he killed these people, looking at his chart?
Wasn't it around his neighborhood?
No, where did he kill them at?
There's a reason. At school?
No. Think, malefic. Look at this chart. Where did he kill them at?
Oh, in faraway places?
No.
Home? No, with
yeah.
The...
Where? Yeah. Yeah. You. Yeah.
Oh, so he would bring him to his home?
Yeah. To the basement.
He would bring them to his basement?
At his home where his mom and dad where his mom and dad wasn't allowed to go downstairs in the basement. And what got him was his dog hairs and carpet fiber.
Yeah.
Like that other dude.
Didn't he have like a radio studio set up like in the basement, and he would like bring kids, like he's looking for talent. That's what he would post.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was trying to try to do a record producer or something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
But the reason I was saying why you think he killed him, because if you look at the malefic Saturn in his fourth house, home, you know, it seems like a lot of these people, these killers, did some stuff around their home.
Yeah,
yeah. He had rituals. Sag's rituals.
Mm.
Sag is a very ritualistic sign.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Oof! Goodness. Goodness. Goodness.
Yeah.
All right. So. Yeah.
And also we said he went to jail during the. Aquarius period where Chiron is there. And where's Chiron at?
22 degrees.
Aquarius.
Yep.
Oh, in his sixth house, yeah.
Of slaves. So, and the last person we're going to go over is...
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.